Exodus 35, beginning in verse 1 and going through verse 7 of chapter 36. These are God's words. Then Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, "These are the words which Yahweh has commanded you to do. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh day shall be a holy day for you, a Sabbath of rest unto Yahweh. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your dwellings on the Sabbath day." And Moses spoke to all the children, all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which Yahweh commanded, saying, Take from you an offering to Yahweh. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to Yahweh: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, and acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. All who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that Yahweh has commanded: the tabernacle, its tent, its covering, its clasps, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets, the ark, and its poles with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and its poles, all its utensils, and the showbread, also the lampstand for the light, its utensils, its lamps, and the oil for the light, the incense altar, its poles, the anointing oil, sweet incense, and the screen for the door at the entrance of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with its bronze grating, its poles, all its utensils, and the laver and its base, the hangings of the court, its pillars, their sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court, the pegs of the tabernacle, the pegs of the court and their cords, the garments of ministry for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister as priests." And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing. And they brought Yahweh's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting for all its servants, and for the holy garments. They came, both men and women, as many as had a willing heart, and brought earrings and nose rings, rings and necklaces, all jewelry of gold. That is, every man who made an offering of gold to Yahweh, and every man with whom was found blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, goat's hair, red skins of rams, and badger skins, brought them. Everyone who offered an offering of silver or bronze brought Yahweh's offering, and everyone with whom was found acacia wood for any work of the service brought it. All the women who were gifted artisans spun yarn with their hands and brought what they had spun, blue, purple, and scarlet, and fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred with wisdom spun yarn of goat's hair. The rulers brought onyx stones and the stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, and spices and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a freewill offering to Yahweh, all the men and women whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of work, which Yahweh, by the hand of Moses, had commanded to be done. And Moses said to the children of Israel, "See, Yahweh has called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has filled him with the Spirit of God, and wisdom, and understanding, and knowledge, and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, and silver, and bronze, and cutting jewels for setting, and carving wood, and to work in all manner of artistic workmanship. And he has put in his heart the ability to teach, in him, and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill to do all manner of work, of the engraver, and the designer, and the tapestry maker, in blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine linen, and of the weaver, those who do every work, and those who design artistic works. And Bezalel and Aholiab, and every gifted artisan in whom Yahweh has put wisdom and understanding, to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, shall do according to all that Yahweh has commanded." And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every gifted artisan in whose heart Yahweh had put wisdom, everyone whose heart was stirred, to come and do the work. And they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of making the sanctuary. So they continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. And all the craftsmen who were doing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work that he was doing. And they spoke to Moses, saying, "The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which Yahweh commanded us to do." So Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary." And the people were restrained from bringing, for the material they had was sufficient for all of the work to be done, indeed, too much. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. While the Lord has agreed to come in the midst of his people, he's obviously planned this. We see that plan in great detail in the details that are given for the making of all of these things, the lists of which make this quite a long passage for us to have a sermon on in Exodus, longer than we usually have. But you remember when Moses was on the mountain and all of those things were described and all the different aspects of the purposes of all those things and God's good plan to dwell graciously among his people. And of course, this reminds us that this is the plan behind everything in all of creation and all of providence, that God ultimately would dwell among his people in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that his dwelling among his people would be the tabernacle or the temple at the last. And so there's something very similar there on a large scale with all of creation and history. Here on a smaller scale, we are reminded that it was the purpose of God to say yes to this, that he would go with his people, that he would be among them. And then we see the wisdom of God in the way he has led up to this point. Again, this is one of those places where chapter division doesn't serve us very well, because they are very prepared to hear the fourth commandment restated right at the beginning of all this work. The most important part of the work of building the tabernacle was that 1/7 of the time that they were to be building the tabernacle, they were not to be building the tabernacle. And so the Lord has given them the experience of being terrified of Moses' shining face to remind them of the glory and the holiness and the power of the one who has come to dwell among them, and that there is a light and a goodness in him that is full of that almighty glory and that almighty power. So that when he says, "These are the words which Yahweh has commanded to you, work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh day shall be a holy day for you, a Sabbath of rest unto Yahweh, and whoever does any work on it shall be put to death," that they would be prepared by their recent experience over against the remaining rebelliousness in their hearts, which is great, as we are going to be finding out for the rest of the next 40 years, or 39, I guess, at this point. But they would have this immediate experience of the shining face of Moses and the warning about the Sabbath to remind them how great the work is, but that its greatness comes from the one whose tabernacle is being built. And so, yes, you do all of your work with reverence as unto the Lord. And there is that worship of God that occurs in your working 6 days. But there is a greater worship of God that comes not by work, but by not working. So there's the worship of working, offer your bodies, living sacrifice, so forth. And there is the worship of not working, which is consecrated. And he institutes the death penalty there. So we have, first and foremost, the worship principle. And then you have the willingness that God provides. God has provided worship. God provides willingness. This is the thing which Yahweh commanded, saying, "Take from you an offering to Yahweh, whoever is of a willing heart." Now everyone should have a willing heart. And yet, this is not saying, if you don't have a willing heart, that's okay. Saying, you must not only give, you must give willingly. don't give to the Lord as if he is extracting from you something miserable. Give because you have recognized from the heart that it is a privilege and honor to be able, enabled to give to the Lord. And indeed, the willingness comes from the Lord. We're going to have several times, or we have several times in the rest of the passage. Everyone came whose heart was stirred and whose spirit was willing, verse 21. There are the women, verse 26, whose hearts were stirred with their wisdom. They didn't just know how, but the Lord was giving them willingness. Everyone whose heart was stirred, chapter 36 and verse 2. The Lord gives his people willingness this for this free will offer. So he gives them worship, and he gives them willingness, and he gives them work. All who are gifted artisans shall come. Sorry, the third thing was wealth. Worship, willingness, and wealth. Verses 5 through 9, and then again later in verse 20 through 29. All the things that are needed, the Lord has given to them. So he's given them not just the willingness of the heart, but the wealth to employ it. He's not just given them the work to do now, verse 10 and so forth. All who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that Yahweh has commanded. So he gives them work and wisdom. The first ones who are said to have this wisdom are the women and whose hearts are stirred with wisdom. But then he also mentions by name Bezalel and Aholiab and many gifted artisans. But Bezalel and Aholiab, the things what they are especially able to do is to teach the rest of the artisans. So he gives them work and he gives them wisdom for the work. And so you see the Lord gives first of all worship, but then he gives us wealth and willingness to use it. And he gives us work and wisdom to be able to do it. But the clear thing in all five of these things, the worship, the willingness, the wealth, the work, and the wisdom, is that they are gifts from the Lord. The people of Israel have demerited all of this, but not only has the Lord in his favor forgiven, but he has been full of abundant generosity, so that when we come at the end and the people have given more than enough, we don't say, oh, wow, look how generous the people were. We say, look at the amazing generosity of God that has spilled over in abundance, that the people received the worship, the wealth, the willingness, the wealth, the work, the wisdom to give more than enough. Such is what God himself does in Christ. He supplies all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Especially, first and foremost, that he may dwell among us and that he may give us everything that is necessary for responding to him, that we may have, may rightly respond to and interact with him in his dwelling among us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have given us Christ, that it has been your intention from before the world began, that we would have you dwell among us favorably and blessedly. And we pray, Lord, that you would keep providing us what we need. We do pray that you would give us reverence for you in everything we do, but that especially when it comes to your day, that we would realize that if we do actually reverence you, it is more than just a state of mind or a condition of our heart, but that we will keep the day then that you have set apart for that. Then help us, Lord, in the other 6 days to offer that which we do as worship unto you. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.